Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
SBS?
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 SBS Radio.
Para sa marami, ang tinatawag na krisis sa pabahay ay nangangahulugan ng lumalaking halaga ng sangla sa pabahay sa mga kapitolyong syudad at ang paghihirap na mabayaran ang inyong unang bahay. Subalit para sa ilang tao, ang krisis ay mas malubha. Ilan lamang ang nakakaabot na magbayad ng renta at ito ay hindi nakakasiguro na patuloy silang titira sa naturang bahay. Si Keith Jacobs ay isang professor sa University of Tasmania na nagsasagawa ng investigasyon tungkol sa mga problema ng pabahay sa Australia.
So many people are just unable to live in good housing. It seems that only very wealthy people now have the opportunity to buy a home, and only very wealthy people can live in good private rental accommodation. So people on low incomes or people who rely on Centrelink, for example, or on welfare really are going to struggle.
Ang pampublikong pabahay ay isa lamang solusyon. Ito ay binibigay ng gobyerno upang matulungan ang mga taong may maliit na sweldo, mga taong hindi makayang bumili ng sariling bahay o may problema sa pagrenta ng bahay sa pribadong sektor. Ang mga titira ay kailangan pa ding magbayad ng renta, subalit ito ay inaayos upang hindi lalampas sa 25% ng kanilang sweldo na dapat ibayad para dito. Ang prioridad ay ibinibigay sa mga may pinakamalaking pangangailangan kagaya ng may kapansanan o mga taong dumaranas ng karahasan sa tahanan o kawalan ng tirahan. Maaari silang mag-apply sa pamamagitan ng otoridad sa pabahay ng Estado na malapit sa kanilang tinitirahan. Sa kabila nito, sinabi ni Keith Jacobs na dahil sa kakulangan ng pondo, may malaking kakulangan sa pampublikong pabahay.
The eligibility for public housing is usually determined by state housing authorities, and they make decisions based on the level of need. Because there's such a shortage of public housing in the large cities, the state housing authorities have great trouble in actually allocating properties to all those people who probably need it. And usually in practice, what now happens is that only the very vulnerable households, often people who are very elderly, people who might have severe disabilities, people with young children who are out of work, they tend to be the people who usually are able to access housing.
Sa kasalukuyan, may mahigit na 100,000 tao ang walang tahanan at aabot sa 160,000 kabahayan ang naghihintay na tumanggap ng pampublikong pabahay sa kahabaan ng bansa. Depende sa estado, ang paghihintay ay maaaring umabot ng ilang buwan o ilang taon. Ang mga tao ay nagtutungo sa mga organisasyon sa komunidad upang makatanggap ng tulong. Ang mga refugee at may problemang pantao ang kasama sa mga humaharap sa lumalaking paghihirap sa pananalapi, samantalang umaasa lamang sila sa mga perang galing sa Centrelink. Ipinaliwanag ni Olivia Nguy ng Liverpool Migrant Resource Center kung paano sila nagbibigay ng emerhensiyang tulong.
Quite a lot of our clients are from Iraq. One of our clients had quite large bills. They're in a granny flat type situation, and so they ended up paying for actually the main house as well as their own granny flat, and they were quite unclear as to why the utility costs were so high. They were covering both their own utility costs as well as the main providers, and so through our support and the support of the Energy and Water Ombudsman, we were able to ensure that she was only paying her portion of utility costs.
Sinabi din ni Olivia na ang nagbibigay ng serbisyo kagaya ng Liverpool Migrant Resource Center ay may mahalagang papel sa pagtulong sa proseso ng renta.
The best thing that we can do to support our clients is to make sure that they're clear in terms of what their responsibilities are so that they in turn demonstrate that they are able to really well maintain a property and are great tenants so that in future they have a much better chance of securing future rental properties in their own right.
Sa Victoria, ang AIMS Australia ay tumutulong bawat taon sa mahigit na 40,000 tao sa pamamagitan ng pantaong serbisyo ng pagpapatira para sa mga refugee at bagong dating na migrante sa bansa. Alam ng team leader Joseph Johanna ng Ames Australia Settlement Accommodation Services kung paanong ang isang bagong dating na migrante ay nangangailangan ng matitirahan.
Originally came from Iraq. I arrived to Australia in 2006 through the humanitarian program supported by UNHCR. I was in a neighboring country, Syria, at that time, escaped from the war in Iraq, and I was accepted to Australia in 2006 together with my family. When we arrived to the airport, we were exposed with people, welcoming us, so they were kind of the settlement providers, and we didn't know what does that mean.
Si Joseph at ang kanyang pamilya ay unang tumirang kasama ng kanyang tiya hanggang makalipat sila sa kanilang sariling tahanan.
We lived in an area which is full of multiculturalism and cult communities. It's been inherited to that northern region of Melbourne since 70s and 80s. So it's something usual to see a lot of people coming from different backgrounds because it's affordable area.
Idinagdag ni Joseph na malaking hamon pa din ang magrenta sa isang lugar na malapit sa syudad.
And there is a lack of affordable properties in Victoria. Most of our cold communities are in newly established areas. In the western suburbs, we're still lucky enough to have areas like Warrabee, and around it, it's affordable. We are lucky enough to have areas like Broadmeadows and surrounding in the northern suburbs of Melbourne still available and to the budget of the clients.
Ipinaliwanag naman ni Kit Jacobs na ito ay isa ding kaso ng pampublikong pamahay. Samantalang may ilang pampublikong pamahay na malapit sa gitnang Sydney at Melbourne, malamang na ito ay itinayo sa gilid ng mga syudad na malayo sa mga trabaho at oportunidad.
Most of the people who want public housing usually want to stay in the neighborhood where they're from and have access to good services and employment opportunities. Unfortunately, a lot of the public housing which was built in Australia tends to be on the outskirts of the large cities because it was actually cheaper to build public housing in that way. So we do know that some of the public housing estates in, say, for example, in Sydney are a long, long way from where the jobs are, and that's led to further disadvantage.
Ilang Australiano ang dumedepende sa kanilang pamilya at kaibigan para sa suporta, subalit ang mga bagong dating ay kulang sa networks sa Australia at humaharap sa pagsusolo sa kanilang bagong komunidad. Sinabi ni Joseph Johanna na kailangan ang suporta ng komunidad bago sila makarating sa permanenteng tirahan.
I believe the communities settled already in Australia have the role to take on board to advocate the important factors on how to make a good journey for a newcomers, new people arriving to Australia, to make them successful like others are successful.
Mahalagang maintindihan kung ano ang makakaya, madaling puntahan at maaaring matamong tirahan sa Australia.
I would be encouraging actually the community to deliver the correct message to the newly arrived communities that in Australia it is not easy to rent property. It is a different system from back home, from any newly arrived person. It needs to take a journey until you get your first shelter approved.
Mahirap hulaan kung gaano kahirap rumenta sa bansa, kaya gusto ni Keith Jacobs na makakita ng karagdagang namumuhunan sa pampublikong pabahay para lahat ay magkakaroon ng tirahan.
You're not going to be turfed out by your landlord if you live in the public housing, and therefore your chances of creating good conditions for you and your family are much greater. So I suppose what I'm really saying is that it provides much more security for people who are very vulnerable. And the danger of getting rid of public housing or not providing public housing is you're forcing people to live very marginal and disadvantaged lives. It makes it harder for them to get jobs. It often leads to stress and therefore affects their health.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.